This is First Cast.
We're on the air. Hey everybody, welcome to First Cast. This is Adam Richards from Team 1341.
This is Joe Matt from whatever, I don't know what I'm part of right now, something or another.
And this is Jeff Rodriguez. We need better intros.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, this episode kind of put in at the end. We basically just sort of set it up. In fact, I set it up because I had reinstalled Windows on my server computer. So, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, I kind of messed this one up because my dad infected the entire computer with viruses, which turned out not to be very fun.
Mm-hmm. You should bring it to Staples and have the ERTs look at it.
You know, I put discount at Circuit City with their new service, Hot Dog, which of all things is green.
I think
yeah, that didn't make sense.
You know, you can get a student discount through Mac, you know. Just get a nice...
You know, I can also get discounts through Dell, but I don't like to use them. I can get discounts through HP. I don't want to use them either.
You mean this show's not sponsored by Dell and
or
Visa?
Apple?
Dude, you're getting a Dell!
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get back on topic.
This show's been random, since we're not really going to have much of a schedule this time. We're just sort of winging the whole thing. Greg is here, actually. He's just down the hall right now. He's at a hall meeting.
With those solo cups, probably, you know, party.
Yeah.
a hall meeting.
No, we all know that Greg is out playing beer pong at Olin. We all know he went to college there.
Or is it that just me?
Yeah, probably. Anyway, we can go up to first topics right now if you guys really want to, or we can screw around for a couple while more.
No, let's go up to topics and we'll goof around at the end.
All right. As many people know, if you've been paying attention to Chief Delphi, you can now register for new teams and re-register existing teams.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, woot.
There'll actually be a competition this
stuff.
Year.
Yeah, regional events announced.
Fun.
As well. There's been a bit of a change here. I can see my speaking goes over well with you guys. There's been a bit of a change. There's two new regionals this year, I believe.
Yeah,
Orleans, and what's the other one?
Brazil, I believe, is the new one.
Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
And week two. I believe is Kansas City new this year?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, three new regionals, hey.
Here's something interesting. In the Brazil regional, all the participants have to wear bikinis, so I don't want to see Dave.
I'm there.
Yeah, but Dave would have to wear one. Everyone would have to wear one. You don't want to be there for that.
Yeah, well.
Uh-oh,
they're Brazilian girls there, it doesn't matter.
I think I just gave Heidi a new Photoshop challenge.
Dave in a bikini.
Oh, God.
Oh. It would almost be as bad as the...
Rocky Horror Picture Show one?
Yeah. That actually is pretty bad, that one. But,
They also changed the name of the New England Regional that was in Hartford is now the Hartford Regional.
Nice. Ooh, the Hartford Regional.
Also, what,
and they did, and they expanded it. It's the 50 teams. I think it used to be like in the 40s or so.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, you guys
bigger.
Also moved the regional too.
Well, it's at the convention center. It was there last year. It's a good facility.
Oh, it was? Oh, I'm
yes.
Looking at the wrong regional. There.
Well, something interesting is I forget which one it is, but I think one of the New York ones is going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday instead of Thursday.
Yeah,
Friday.
I saw that.
See, New York City Regional at the Javits Center.
It must have been
the 16th through 18th instead of the 15th through 17th.
Yep.
My best guess is scheduling for some reason.
I've actually heard it is scheduling, Jeff. That's
yeah.
The reason why. I've got my moles inside of first, so I know about this stuff.
And again, of course, the Israeli regional is going to be midweek. This time it's going to be Wednesday through Friday instead of the Tuesday through Thursday that they ran last year.
Yeah.
How many teams was Israel last year? Does anyone remember?
Sure.
I want to say 20 or 30, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully most of them will be able to return the season after all the violence had erupted in that part of the world.
Is it more this year? Because it says 26 here. Is that a bigger capacity?
That sounds the same, because if I remember correctly, like, almost... The first year, they were... Well, not the... I think it was the first year. Yeah, the first year, they're complaining that everyone would get into finals because there was like 26 teams or 24 teams and three alliances. Well, there was eight alliances with three teams, so that's 24 right there, if my math is correct, because I'm in college. So I'm guessing that means everyone would get into it. So, yeah, it sounds like that's the same number. I think all the teams are going to come back. I'm not sure.
Usually, don't forget, they always open up extra spaces on the regional.
Yeah.
Like, last year, Florida started as something like 30 teams, and by the end of it, it was expanded to 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Okay, I think we should move on from that, since we've basically beaten it to death. 2007 championship eligibility. They've announced it. It's a slight bit different.
I haven't even read it. What's different about it?
I didn't even know they did that, so...
I'm not sure.
Adam,
good topic. Good topic,
Adam,
guys. Good topic.
You're not doing your work, Adam. I think we'll have to fire you.
basically, on October 2nd, veteran teams who did not compete last year will be able to register. And on October 26th, all the people who did not participate at the championships...
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to register for opening remaining slots.
What defines a veteran team?
We're talking like...
Not a rookie?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means almost everyone will be able to register.
The odd thing about how they're phrasing it is, they say veteran teams who do not compete in the 2006 first championship will be able to register. And on the second date, it's FRC teams who did not participate last year will be able to register for any remaining open slots.
Exactly. So
it's basically the same thing.
So the question is, what defines a veteran team?
That's more than a year old.
Yeah, but if that happens, then I think they're defining veteran differently. Because I know FIRST doesn't say all teams are veterans. Some are still brand new. I'm not going to say anything, but I imagine veteran teams would probably be 3 or more years, maybe even 4 or more years.
It's possible, but I don't think they want to alienate a lot of the younger teams.
Well, that's why the next day it's everyone else. So they'll give them a few more days for everyone else, all the people who haven't gotten a chance to register, and then they'll let the people who the normal teams register, who just joined last year.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they're talking about tiers 3 through 7.
Yeah, how about we just say if there's any question... Go find your team number in the tier list.
If there's any question, ask Dave. He will know.
Politely.
There you go. I'm looking at the 2006 tier list. I take that back.
Yeah, speaking of which, if you guys have any questions that you want to forward to Dave, there is a person that you can contact that will be able to forward them directly to you. His name is Sean Lavery. It's his son. His screen name is going to... Sean, thank you for visiting. Goodbye.
Ouch.
Did you have permission to give that?
It's public.
Oh, it is?
I'm not giving out Dave's screen name.
Yeah, but that's kind of like Facebook feed. Sure, it's right there, but do you really want to give it out to everyone, like, publicly?
Yeah, I know, Joe. You kind of want to hide a lot of stuff on Facebook, don't you?
Oh, here's a tangent. Did anyone see the internet cell phone project or whatever?
No.
The internet cell phone project? What would this be?
Explain.
A guy posted a video of himself, and he posted it on YouTube, of him explaining how he wants as many people as possible to try and call him, and he posts his cell phone number.
Oh, God.
Right. His cell phone will now be discontinued from use. There was actually a lady who was using Singular who had her service disconnected, because more than 50% of her calls were outside of the Singular network.
Interesting.
And they didn't...
Oh, yeah, I read that one.
They didn't
apologize,
didn't give any fee... didn't give any payment back to her or anything. It was just basically, you've used too much out of our network. Goodbye.
I see you also read Dig.
Yes.
Who doesn't read
programming.
Dig? The interesting thing is that there was... I remember a while ago that there was a story that on the movie Bruce Almighty, there was a phone number released a while ago.
I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, it was like God's cell phone number, and everyone tried calling it, and it was an actual New York City landline. So this person got like a bunch of billions of calls just from people, all randomly, and it was pretty funny. But yeah.
Yeah, all right. Refreshing the listener list right now. We have 7 listeners. All right. This friends over. We will be announcing the prize contest in about a little over 15 minutes. I think
if
we're going to take a little
short.
Yeah. At this rate, we won't.
I think most, if not all, listeners are in the IRC chat.
Yeah. How many people do we have in the IRC chat?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
11. Okay!
9, not including you and me.
3 from... Nah, I'm assuming that's 8. Okay, we've got a bit of extra in there. Alright, we're going to take a quick break right here.
Dubba dubba dee dee!
Hola! ¿Cómo está?
And everyone is sort of like yakking off during the off time. We don't know what we're doing right now. I believe Jeff has a new topic, though. Jeff.
Yes, First Lego League! Yay! First Lego League kicked off last Friday, a week ago. The new challenge is called Nano Quest. It's pretty cool. Go take a look at it, firstlegoleague.org.
Are you going to tell us anything about it?
It's, well, I don't really know a whole lot yet. My team is still building the field objects.
But Jeff, what could they do during this game?
It's it's typical, you know, Lego League style. The robot starts in base and goes out and performs tasks.
Yeah.
I'll just list off the tasks here. There's individual atom manipulation, where you have to, you know.
Wait, did you say atom or atom?
Atom, A-T-O-M.
I want game pieces here.
Yeah, where you have to be basically the robot has to have a lot of fine motor control.
Adam is a regular piece. You're not a game piece.
Thanks.
There's smell. Basically, the whole thing is themed around nanotechnology. So there's stain-resistant fabric, atomic force microscopy. I don't even know what that is.
Newfangled technical things.
Nanotube strength. And then, the research project, I haven't looked at it a whole lot because I don't really handle that. But I've been hearing it's a bigger challenge than in previous years. So I know with our team is 5th and 6th graders, it's seeming like it's going to be a lot for them to take on, but it's always fun trying to take on things, challenges.
Well, yeah, as of course we all know, LEGO League breeds the younger generations into going into first. Later on.
Yeah, yes, 9 through 14-year-olds.
It takes them and molds them into fine, young, first individuals.
Who will later be the drivers and builders and...
future leaders of the world.
And
exactly.
Segway owners, because they only sold 23,000 of them.
Oh, and the new NXT kit, I forgot to mention that, too.
What?
You know, the Mindstorms used to be the RCX, the yellow brick.
Awesome.
And... they upgraded to the NXT kit, which is significantly different. If it's good or not, I don't know yet. I don't have enough experience. My first impressions weren't that great. But it'll be interesting because you're allowed to use both this year. So you'll have some teams using the old Mindstorms and some teams using the new NXT.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Watch for it in Atlanta.
All right, guys, we have 10 more minutes until our little contest opens up. Just a little comment I'd like to say. Please don't let this out past the people that are actually listening to this. Don't send it all to your teammates.
That means don't post it on Delphi.
Actually,
yeah.
Do you know what you should do, Adam, is just say for the next 5 minutes, do... email you, is it they want you to do or something?
Actually, it's not email. It'll be send an instant message over AIM to a specific address.
Okay, yeah, just do that, but only accept it for like 5 minutes or something like that, so no
yeah,
one...
I'll block it off after that.
Yeah, good.
Just let you all guys know, we're setting up an AIM service. You might want to get AIM in the next 10 minutes.
Oh, no!
Might be able to compete.
Who in America doesn't have AIM?
People who don't like AOL.
Okay, and they're not listening to this show, I bet.
This show is, actually, ironically, we're using Winamp Shoutcast, which is a subsidiary of AOL.
Yeah, but, subsidiary of Time Warner Communications. Thank you, Time Warner.
I'm not a fan of AOL, but I still have AIM.
Yeah, same here.
I mean.
I mean, most people don't go against AIM because they don't like AOL.
I use AIM, but I
Canadians,
don't use
our
clients,
so they don't. Canadians don't count.
Ouch, that's a low blow.
Kayla just got owned, I think.
Karthik, too. Karthik, he might want to kill someone.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karthik.
Though he was born in Ohio, so I don't know how much that qualifies.
Oh, yeah, so Ohio representing.
Yeah, he does have dual citizenship.
Nice. So, for this episode, Karthik is no longer Canadian, he was Ohioan.
Yay!
Is that what you call someone from Ohio? Ohioan?
I don't know.
Ohioanite?
I don't know, I'm from Dayton. Well, I'm living in Dayton right now, so...
Yeah, you're in there. Tell us what the story is there.
I'm not exactly sure. I think we're Ohioans. Yeah, we're Ohioans. There we go.
Ohiolanders,
as my roommate says.
Who's that? Who's your roommate?
Black. Dan.
Who?
One of my roommate.
Dan. Do you have your speakers on?
No, I don't have my speakers on. It's on headphones right now.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. He's playing Star Wars, Lego Star Wars.
Galaxies?
So, no, yeah, the second one that just came out.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight, I do have to say. So,
anyway.
Adam?
Alright. Yeah, we got a little off topic there, but still, I want to bring it back. If you've been reading Chief Delphi recently, which I am assuming you have if you're listening to this podcast right now, I posted a few days ago about a certain link I found on a website called Hackaday.com. Unlike Hackaday. What you might originally think, Hackaday is not like hacking into someone's computer. It's hardware hacking, basically taking apart things and building other things with it. Actually, if you go to Hackaday.com right now, on the front page, it has a link that I posted on Chief Delphi. It's a microwave oven arc welder.
Nice.
Yeah, I was actually kind of afraid of posting this after I posted it, because I remember that people like Titus were playing around microwaves not too long ago.
Don't give Titus any ideas about how to make things hot.
Dear children, if you're listening right now,
try this at home.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Go look to see what Titus does. Do the exact
and then don't
opposite.
Do that.
Yeah, this is a warning for everyone that's listening to this. Don't do this at home. At least go to your robotics lab first and then have someone supervise you to do it. So
consult your local technology education teacher.
Or a professional who knows what they're doing. Well, engineer, I'm going to say something else.
Yeah, good job, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, but basically, it's pretty simple. You're basically taking apart microwaves and you're building a welder with it. You're taking a bunch of potentiometers for a dial. You're taking light dimmers. Just a warning, the 1M potentiometer, you can only find at Radio Shack, so good luck with that.
Astro has a good tangent for us, the show Brainiac. You ever seen that show?
No.
Oh, yes, Brainiac.
Joe, you've never seen Brainiac?
No!
Oh, my goodness! Where have you been living?
In Ohio!
In a cave? Oh, that's like a cave.
What is it?
It's a British show. Brainiac's a British show where they do all sorts of crazy experiments that no one would ever think about doing because they're completely unsafe.
Because
like, who gets drunk faster?
Or, the one that I remember, they put, they had a face-off between thermite and liquid nitrogen.
Yes!
And they lit the thermite and dunked it into liquid nitrogen.
It's Mythbusters on crack, basically.
Thermite one.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously, because thermite...
Search YouTube for Brainiac.
You know you want to...
I have to look at the thermite one now.
They blow up all sorts of stuff. It's hosted by the same guy that does the car show, Top Gear.
Wasn't he in the hospital recently?
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, Connor sent me the link to Top Gear. Yes, Connor Ryan, the same Connor Ryan that's now off the show.
Bye, Connor. Yeah, a lot of people love the show. This isn't good. We need to bring him back sometime. Matt, sorry, a little cough there.
Yeah. So.
Forget Matt.
So yeah, go watch Brainiac.
Yeah, good show. A good British show.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we're getting links here in the chat room.
Uh-oh, this is going crazy.
I think
the the microwaves.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun.
Anyway.
So I think I'm going to play a little song. This was
Another
two.
One? What the hell?
Yeah, I know. We're putting a lot of music into this. It gives us enough time to think and refresh.
If anyone knows anyone from the RIAA, don't tell them.
It's a bit late for that. This is actually going to probably violate every single copyright law existing right now.
Yay!
This song hasn't been released yet.
Oh.
What is it?
Well, actually, it has been released in video form. You just can't get the CD yet of it.
Is it that Weird Al?
Yeah, it's Weird Al.
I thought the CD was out.
I'm thinking I'm white and nerdy.
The CD
I'm
comes
just
out
too
on
white and nerdy.
Yeah, the CD comes out on the 29th right now, and it's only the 22nd, so we're a week ahead. Maybe it's 26th, I don't know. All right, so here it is. We're going to go on break for a little bit, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the little contest that we're going to run. Here's Weird Al Yankovic with White and Nerdy. Okay, hey, everyone. Sorry about that.
So let's not do that again.
Yeah, we wanted to try to see if we could play the music through Skype, but Joe and Jeff's speakers decided to kill me afterwards. So, yeah, we're back. We got a little contest running here. It's for all you listeners out there.
What is this contest? I am not informed.
Yeah, we decided to leave you in the dark, Jeff, about this. Sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, until, what was it, 7:50?
Oops. Hey, the show was in a rush. We wanted to see how good the reaction would be, and right now it's great. I gotta give a shout-out to all you listeners who are sitting out there. Thanks for coming out in such short notice. Anyway, so... Oh, dear. We have a coach from 116 sitting in the... Uh-oh. Oops, I didn't...
Yeah, I think it's, I think it's Sean.
Oops. Hi, Sean!
Adam All did right. it! I didn't do anything!
Alright, yeah, contest. Okay, here's the basic contest. For being a listener, we will send you a prize, through the mail, or deliver it to your competition if you so choose.
Can I get one? I'm listening, technically.
Yeah, everyone in here is going to get one. Anyone who's listening or broadcasting.
Adam,
I'm not sure
if
Greg is going to get one.
Adam, is it candy?
You know, no, it's not.
Oh.
It's actually it's a limited edition first cast item. We're not going to disclose exactly what it is. We're going to leave... Oh, hell. It's a button. It's a first cast limited edition. You're never going to get it anywhere else.
Do I already have one?
No, you don't. It doesn't exist yet.
Oh.
Is it the Adam Richards thong?
No, the Adam Richards thong does not exist. It's the Matt Crass thong that exists.
No, the Adam Richards thong exists. It's the Matt Crass boxers.
Oh, boxers. My bad. I forgot about that conversation. But yeah, contest. It's a limited edition button. You can get
Button with a T, not a D.
Yeah, you can get it by doing this one simple thing. I want all of you out there in the chat, and people who are listening who aren't in the chat, to send an instant message over AIM. To this screen name, First Cast Live. That's all one word, First Cast Live. As soon as you send a message to that, you're probably going to hear the AIM noises. Oh, Joe, I'm going to kill you for doing that. but yeah, you just have to send one to that. I'm going to need your address. We'll send it through the mail, or you can just say what regional you'll be at. I believe Florida is a legitimate regional to send it to. I think the Connecticut regional, the Hartford regional is good too, because Jeff's going to be there.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. Nationals is also another choice. So if you're going to any one of those, you can do that. Or, you know, you can just send me your address and I'll mail it to you. And Joe's already sent one out.
Wait, so if...
Sent one out too. Three people. Yeah, we're going fast here.
So if I have to give these out to people... Are they going to have to approach me for it?
Yes, they will have to approach you for it.
And ask specifically for it.
They will have to ask for it. And I will give a list of names of people who have
it. Okay. Ask for it by name. And what's the name?
It will be the limited edition first cast button.
You heard that here, the limited edition first cast button.
Yes, you have to ask for just that. So yeah, people are kind of IMing pretty fast here. We already have four real people. Joe doesn't count.
Aww. That's because I have no soul. That's why I don't count. So, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, people who send in your addresses, you will not be stalked. These will not be shared past the computer. There's no viruses on the computer that is being stored on because the hard drive was just wiped yesterday. So, your addresses are safe.
No need to worry.
Exactly. All right, so basically that's a contest. Just give it a little time. We're going to wait for some addresses to come in. We're going to give an estimate of who and how many people. You can't send it in through the chat. I'm not really paying attention to the chat right now, so I can't track who's sent in names to that and who hasn't. So I'm going to put a little pause here. Since Joe's going to kill me in a second because I don't have a song ready yet.
Yeah, jeez. Wait, we're going to go to another song?
No, I'm just kidding. We're an audio show now. No.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, I got some breaking news here.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
geez. I don't know if I should say it yet.
Jeff? 25 is going to Hartford?
Jeff?
Oh, you stole my news.
What's going on?
25 might be coming to Hartford. Yeah, it's also a possibility that 75 might come to Florida. You know, rumors, though, you never know. It might happen, it might not. Speaking of which, a little plug for my own home regional here, Florida Regional at UCF in Orlando, Florida. You all want to come
first back. Cast Florida. Live, all one word.
First cast live, yes.
I have to give the shout out to the best regional, which is the VCU regional, the biggest, the baddest, with the best teams.
I'd say the biggest regional is going to be the GTR regional in Toronto, but they don't count because they're Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
We've already established that in this show today.
How many
I've got an over.
I think
I have an overwhelming response right now.
I think
there were what?
Six people who won the button.
What's overwhelming? Six?
Six people. I guess other people don't want it. So yeah. Oops.
Dead air.
Yeah. the reason we're calling the three name first cast live is because when I was registering it earlier. First cast was already taken. First podcast was taken. I don't know what the hell is happening with that.
Who took first cast?
I have no idea.
$10 says it's Matt.
$10 says it's Connor.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
He had the original account. So, yeah, we got a bunch of people who have their sent it in. These will be sent out as soon as the buttons are designed and made. And you will be the only people with them. You'll get one.
I don't even know what the buttons are. What are the buttons?
The first cast limited edition buttons.
You don't know. I
know.
You can't know.
Oh god! It's probably gonna be
like,
it's gonna be my face. How do I know?
they're like on the same level as the Dave Says That's Pimp button.
Yeah, except it's the first cast equivalent of it, so it's better. Sorry, Dave. had to shoot you there on the bit. Well, I can't actually, but.
Wait, did you say a naughty word, Adam?
No.
Oh, I thought you said the B word.
I said Dave, not...
If that something's a blank a thing... Never mind. Let's just go on. Let's go on with our lives and stop making fun of me.
See, I've been told by someone to stop being mean to Joe, so Joe, I have to leave you alone now.
I wonder who that was.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It was this random person who sent in their address, too. Oh. I'm not sure who.
If
you guys have been... maybe.
Oh.
if you guys have been paying attention recently to Chief Delphi, there's a comic that's come out. That's come back, actually, from the grave.
Yeah, I remember it when it first came out.
Like a zombie.
Yeah, I remember seeing it myself, and it was actually kind of funny. The Robotics of Farley Lakes, team number elite. Well, 1 through 37. But yeah, it's actually pretty funny, some of them. I know a lot of the things have happened to my team. Sort of, not really. Strange jokes kind of go around though, so.
Isn't it? Like
I guess it's
kind of
based more from Hort.
Isn't it like anime kind of drawn?
Yeah,
type,
pretty like? Much. It's just black and white. It's not like overdrawn or anything.
It's not like Penny Arcade or something like that.
Not Penny Arcade, not CAD.
No. It's not even color, it's black and white, so.
It's, yeah. Well, actually, it doesn't look.
You
too
might
bad.
Be able to consider
like
an older version of one of them. Like, the basic original concept images.
I actually have to say that they look pretty good. I mean, for being so basic, but... Well, it's not basic. It looks really good. It's no Penny Arcade. I don't even think CAD counts, because I don't like it that much. I like Penny Arcade. The non-sequiturs of Penny Arcade rock. I have to definitely give a shout-out to Twit and Catsby right there.
Okay. I don't read webcomics, so I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, if we're still here, he would be able to defend CAD. But since he's not here, CAD sucks. Okay.
Yeah.
Although I used to have a webcomic. Do you believe that?
No.
Used to have one.
You
Whoa.
Used to have a webcomic.
Yeah, it was called. It was back in my crazy college years.
It was called.
How can you be out of your crazy college years? You're still in it.
It was called Morale and Me.
Morale and
Me. It was about our TA for one of our classes at Drexel. That we just made up. It was funny.
Oh yeah, comics based around schools are always fun.
It was funny.
It had to be funnier to see people get in trouble for it later, but
we had T-shirts and everything.
Ooh, T-shirts.
That's
yeah,
fancy.
We sold I think a dozen.
Any more exist?
Oh,
probably not.
Might have mine sitting around here somewhere, but that's it. I think I still have the. We made these weren't like cafe press T-shirts. These were like ghetto. Go to the store, buy the iron-ons, print them out, iron them onto the T-shirts.
Yeah. Oh, those type of T-shirts. You mean the ones that Maverick used as well?
Ooh, low blow.
Yeah,
so,
sorry, I had to.
I might have one of the prints still here, but let me take a look.
Would this be Jeff Pre-Robotics?
What, when I was doing this?
Yeah.
No, this was, when I was down at Drexel and wasn't involved with the team, just school.
Eh, okay.
You know, crazy dorm antics.
Yeah, I think Joe knows a bit about those.
I have no
being
idea
that
what
he's
you're talking about.
He's sitting in his dorm room right now.
I'm sitting in my dorm right now, and I'm reading the Bible and drinking Diet Coke.
Apparently Joe goes to BYU.
Actually, he goes to Dayton, which...
not anymore. It's not anymore.
Now you know, Dayton is a Catholic university, so he can read the Bible there.
Well, you can.
Is it really a Catholic school?
Adam, I don't know about you, but the Bible is kind of one of those things protected under free speech, so you can read it anywhere you want to. So.
Yeah, oh, I know. I go to a Catholic school myself, so it's meh.
Yeah, but you have uniforms.
Yeah, well, it's also high school, so what do you expect?
You have a uniform.
I couldn't imagine them putting a uniform in an actual college, unless it's like
Bob Jones University.
Bob Jones. And unless you were going into the seminary or something, you probably wouldn't have any type of dress code.
Yeah.
Or the military.
Or the military, yes. West Point would be a fun one.
Dayton's Catholic, so I expect you to stop by, Adam, when you do your college searches, so we can hang and do our things.
So it's like I gotta jump out of the plane on my way up to University of Rochester and Clarkson.
Exactly.
Is this the section where we promote our colleges?
Yeah, I think so. You know,
I have no college.
If you come to Clarkson, you better come see University of Dayton. Seriously, that's pretty sad.
If anyone out there is thinking about being a technology education teacher, Central Connecticut State University is one of the best programs in the country. I am not kidding.
You know, I actually considered that university in my original search before I knew you were at it, Jeff.
Thanks. No, but I am dead serious about this. It has a great tech ed program. I encourage anyone to come. Very few schools actually have a tech ed major.
Well, there we go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, woo! Tech ed. Rock
ooh,
on.
Tech ed.
Yeah, Adam. Please come to UD, because I need people here. And it's lonely.
You need...
Also lonely.
UD. That sounds weird when you say that.
Ud.
Ud.
Come to UD. Wasn't that Garfield's dog's name?
No, that's Odie.
Odie. Not UD.
Odie, Jesus.
How do we remember this stuff? It's so random. I haven't read Garfield in years, and it's like, oh, the dog from Garfield, it's Odie.
I never really read it. I always watched
his owner's
it.
John. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of sad. I don't read it, so...
Here's a question for you. What's the name of the man in the yellow hat?
The name of the man in the yellow hat? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think he's a metaphor for God, personally. I don't know about you.
I don't know.
Ooh, that's deep.
It's
that's
deep,
deep,
isn't it? Yeah, I know. I'm impressing everyone right now. Deepness. And hey, look, my left shoe's on my right foot.
Good job.
Yay. Okay, let's stop making fun of retarded people.
Yeah, okay. Guys have any more topics right now? Or
should we say Vex is out too? The official Vex game?
I must have missed it somewhere. What happened with Vex?
Vex was released the Wednesday before LEGO League, so
yeah,
a little more than a week ago.
Atlas Ball or something like that was going on.
Oh, right, yeah, I did see that. I just kind of ignored it. Because
it's called Hanging Around.
All right.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I just watched the animation. It's a very good animation, by the way.
Wasn't it done by Daisy?
It was done, maybe.
Probably. Because Rich leads it, and Miss Daisy's in Rich's area, so I imagine Miss Daisy did it.
Is it Daisy? I'm going to take a look.
Or Cybersonics, one of those.
No, I know it's not Cybersonics.
Are you sure?
It's a team that starts with the 300s.
All right, shout out to the chat room right now. You guys have any questions right now instead of yelling out random stuff like spinning platform of doom and giant atlas ball of doom?
Oh, I did have one note from earlier that I took note of in the chat. That
was 342. That was... Well, let me make a little check on that. I think that might be Burning Magnetos.
Yeah, that's them. That's right.
Yeah, 342 Burning Magnetos from South Carolina.
I don't know where they're from.
Okay, sorry. I they've been to my region before. I just don't know where you're from.
Where the heck's Greg?
Greg is at his door meeting again, and
yeah,
he's
know,
skipped out the entire episode.
But I was told, don't forget to mention that rookies have to earn their spot via merit in regards to qualifying
right.
for Atlanta. So, yeah, there's your mention.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
It's...
So guys, you know, I just want to...
So I've been having trouble trying to convert the recordings on my Mythbox to actual DVD.
Uh-huh.
And I have no idea why.
So, if you can help right, Jeff, send your emails in to Jeff.
If you know anything about converting from, I think, Myth records in MPEG 1, but it's weird, like when you play in Media Player, you can't skip ahead. It has to play sequentially.
MPEG 2 and 4?
Maybe it's MPEG 2, I don't really know.
2
it's
is quality.
It's a Harpog PVR 500, if anyone wants to look it up.
If it's recording in MPEG 2, you can just throw it on a DVD and it won't work. Well, no, you wouldn't be able to throw it on a DVD, it would work, but MPEG 2 is DVD.
Quality, yes.
Yeah, you'd think, but I'm having, like, any of the conversion software I use is all saying it can't read the file properly. I don't know why.
Can you play it on your Mythbox?
Yes.
Hmm.
I can play it on the Mythbox, and I can play it on my Windows PC when I transfer it over the network.
Hmm. Odd.
But like I said, when I play it on Windows, I can't skip ahead to anywhere. It has to play straight through in order.
Have you tried using Zplayer? That helps a lot. Or VideoLAN, as Astronaut just said in the chat.
I have a weird thing against VideoLAN. I don't know why. I use
Z-player,
most.
You know, you love it.
I use mostly Media Player Classic.
Ew, that's probably the big problem with it.
No, it I've tried a bunch of different players. It doesn't matter which player.
Yeah, FRC Lost. I would suggest you use Adobe Audition. It's costly though, unless you
Audition. Isn't Audition audio editing?
Audition, I believe.
Do they mean Premiere?
Premiere is the video editing normally from mini DV tapes.
Well, Premiere does also. I've used Premiere before. I thought Audition was just audio, though.
I don't know what Adobe makes right now because they bought up basically everyone.
I know Adobe does Premiere. Premiere's any video editing, not just mini DV. Just like Final Cut.
Well, typically you're going to use mini DV on it because it's.
I didn't.
Fault.
You don't have to. I mean,
what if you don't own a video camera, huh?
Then you don't use mini DV.
Or what happens if
but
you
it's made for it.
Adam, shut up.
Ouch, that hurts.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, I just looked up Audition. It's just audio recording and editing.
I see.
Yeah, so that would not help me.
So in that case, you just use Audacity anyway, because it's nice and easy.
So I'm going to get my Premiere disc out again and use that.
All right, do you guys have any more things? I don't think we have any questions from the chat. I believe this might actually come towards the end of the show.
Aww.
I know, it's that sad thing. Greg never showed up. We're just going to kick him from the chat right now. Hold on, remove from conference. Okay, he's gone.
Can we say bad things about Greg now?
He wasn't listening anyway.
Yeah, true.
Oh, hey, you noticed how a little bit of static left when you kicked him?
Yeah, that was weird.
Ew.
He must have left his mic on.
No, he was on hold, so it wouldn't have worked that way.
Weird.
Yeah, well, that's Skype for you.
Yep.
You get some full speed.
Word.
Alright, that's the episode, guys.
Yay!
Hope you had a good time with it. You're out here, a little device sound on Windows. We're loading up the music for the final sequence. The show's a bit random. Of course, because it's a live show, that's kind of what it is. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, hey, here's a question.
Oh,
we have last minute questions.
Ah.
What did you guys think about Team 2000?
We have a Team 2000 yet?
I'd imagine we will. That was one of the discussions on Chief Delphi, was that we'll get a Team 2000 this year. Oh, I got another point, too, from earlier in the chat. That the freshmen this year are actually younger than FIRST itself.
Wow.
Interesting. Actually, I'm technically younger than FIRST itself as well, assuming you trace it back through MIT.
No, I'm talking like 90, 92, right?
Ew, interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Makes you think, huh?
It's deep.
Yeah.
I feel old now. No, you keep Adam. I'm 20. But how old are you? You're like 17.
Both of you, shut
17.
Up.
Adam, I'm 3 years older than you, so shut up.
Jesus, stop hitting yourself. I'm the youngest member of First Cast, and I'm currently controlling it for some reason. I don't know how this worked.
That's because we kicked your ass, that's why.
And me and Joe have this thing called school that's important.
Yeah, I have school. No, I still have to get into college. Your level of school. Yeah, your days are made of drinking, partying, and maybe going to class if the teacher's lucky.
Yeah, right.
I totally disagree with you. I spent all day studying yesterday, and I read the Bible and drink Diet Coke.
In a little square, 6x6 concrete cell.
I leave a very studious life that is well-meaning and virtuous. I don't know where all these things come from.
Right.
I have class, so you know, I have class Monday, Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Whoa, that's dedication right there.
You're crazy. All right, so this is the episode, guys, as I said before. If you have any more questions, post them in the thread. We will answer them later on. Joe should probably get this episode up. I'll give him 20 minutes.
Oh, thanks,
I think
Adam.
That's enough time.
Ready, set, go!
You're supposed to increase your time. Come on, you gotta get it increasing. Alright, no, he'll probably have it out before.
And you gotta spin plates on a stick while you do it.
Alright, yeah. Joel will have the episode out eventually. Greg wasn't here. We'll miss him, but oh well.
I don't even have Audacity on my MacBook yet, so.
Oh, do you have a new one yet?
I have the black MacBook because I'm an Apple campus rep.
You paid the black tax?
No, I'm an Apple campus rep, so they gave it to me for free.
Alright, guys, we gotta end this right now.
That's sexy.
Wasting too much time here. Alright.
They can stop listening if they want.
I'll kick you off. You can sing after the show, okay? I'll promise you that. You can sing after the show. I'll play the matches and then you can sing.
Yay!
Ready?
What matches?
The matches.
Joel's favorite band.
One of my favorite bands. They're good.
Alright, so this is the show, guys. Hope you have a nice day. This is Adam signing off.
This is Joe Matt signing off, and you know who I love.
And I love Joe Matt. This is Jeff.
Cash in, debit pins, day out, day in the crowd. Cash in. I can burn all I earn on some weakness or whim without thinking. I'm a mark for their marketing plans. I'm American, sir. A MySpace romancer. Cash out, cash in, and begin again. Day out, day in, recycle bins. Cash out, cash in, dead end pins. Day out, day in, the paper cuts. My skin again, skin again. Day out, day in, vitamins. Get out, get in, Vicodins. Day out, day in, the paper cuts. My skin again, skin again. Required to